And now, it's Lion's Line with Jack Eichagner from the studios of Wang Radio in Milwaukee.
Wang!
Brought to you by Clerton's Smoke Shack. Smoke your lungs, smoke a rib, or smoke something else. Clerton's Smoke Shack in the Hilbinger Mall, Milwaukee. And now, the voice of the Milwaukee Lions, Jack Eichagner.
All right, thanks a lot, Rudy, and welcome to Lion's Line here. We're going into week number 8. We've just concluded week number 7. And I got to tell you, it's a wild ride indeed. We're at 3-4 right now in the Eastern Division. We are about 3 games behind we're 4 games, right, Earl?
Yeah, 4 games behind the Miami Raging Palm Tree.
Right. Brett is not with us. Brett has gone ahead to New York. I should be in New York. This is going to be very, very short and to the point and right down the line, Lion's Line, because I was supposed to be on an airplane to get to New York with Brett and the team. I got to take a separate flight because I was held here in town for some, shall we say, business that I'm going to get into it. Let me put it this way, okay?
I'll watch what you say.
Hey, Earl, I'm going to, first of all, I will watch what I say, but only after I knock you out, okay?
God damn, man. Let's talk about what Gerber said.
Hey, fuck her, okay?
Woo!
That's right. Yeah, Edna, you listening? Fuck her.
Woo! Oh, man, I'll tell you what. This is going to be a good one this weekend.
Hey, I'm not doing anything wrong. I got out of... All right, I'm going to tell everybody, and don't tell me to watch what I'm going to say. Because, as you know, I'm very polite.
Oh, yeah, sure.
You want me to come... I'm sorry. Beat your ass. This hasn't been a very easy day for me, okay? I had a meeting with Wang... And I had a meeting with Jason Kaboom, the new general manager of the ball club. Edna Gerber was there. Chris Paley was there. This stumbling, muttering, Jesus, man.
Yeah, Paley's got problems.
You're going to have a bigger problem. And I had a meeting, and they sat down, and they said, now, Jack, Jason's the new GM of the team. And Jason Kaboom, by the way, I got no problem with Jason. I've known this kid since, the league 3 years ago, and he was in San Antonio. He's a great guy. But they said, Jack, we don't want to hear you making any big deals about, go ahead, you're allowed to say the name.
Beef Harris.
Right. And I said, I won't do anything. They said, we know you're going to do the Lions Line game. We'd really appreciate it if you would not mention who. And I said, you're talking about Beef Harris?
And Jesus H. Christ.
No, I'm just quoting the meeting, okay? They said, yeah. I said, I'm not going to say nothing. I said, I'm just going to, I got to report the news. You can't tell me that I can't do that. I said, because look, my name is Jack Eichagner. I am the Milwaukee Lions. So don't be giving me no, hoobadoobie and all that.
Hooey.
Yeah, hooey. That's the word I'm looking for. So anyway, long story short. I said, I won't say nothing about it. Beef Harris is gone. Jason Kaboom is the new GM. That's the news they want me to give. That's the news that I'm going to give. I'm not going to make a big thing out of it.
Yeah, but they thought you were going to start ripping into beef.
Yeah. The only guy ripping into beef around here is you, man, and that'll be taking place as soon as the show's over with and in the downstairs men's room.
Now, oh, my God. So you're saying about their spanking it? Fuck.
You make it worse, man, when you repeat it. So
I'm just quoting you.
I don't know where this show started being the Earl Cooch is the sidekick show, but it ain't. That's you're the producer, okay? You're the on-site producer for the Lions games. We got you in here producing Lions Line. You're allowed to make the odd comment, girl.
Yeah. You just called me girl.
Yeah, maybe that's what I'm going to start calling you from now on, Girl Cooch. Okay, you like that one?
No.
All right. I don't know what you're watching on TV right now, but I just, look at that, there's bare nipple. Look at that, bare nipple on this, what is this anyway?
I think it's a Columbo.
Bullshit. They don't show nipple on Columbo. And by the way, that girl has got no breasts at all, so.
Jack, this is really.
All right, so anyway, you're the one watching it. So let's get into the ball game last week in San Diego. We were at the Zookeeper Field there in San Diego. And we're going to be going to the new Purina Field for the New York Pets coming up Sunday. That'll be very interesting. Another ballpark was built in Central Park. Now, I am going to be mentioning on a game, and I want to let you guys know that there's a owners meeting in New York this weekend. That's why I got to get on this plane and get my ass to New York. League rules say that the team is supposed to be in the city they're going to be playing in 24 hours before kickoff. Thank God that doesn't include the play-by-play guy, because I'm going to, you know what I'm saying? So, otherwise, I'd be in, well, I guess I'll still make it, won't I?
If you make it, yeah, got to make it by noon tomorrow.
Okay, blow the nose. In the name of everything holy, blow the nose. All right. Jack Gagner here with you. We'll be right back with the highlights from San Diego. Boy, I'll tell you, it was a very, very fun ball game. Very fun ball game indeed, as the Lions came away from San Diego with a big victory there, 20-13. We'll give it a highlights on that one. And we'll look ahead, of course, to the New York Pet Games going to be happening on Sunday there in New York City. It's Jack Gagner. This is Lions Line.
Lion's Line, brought to you by Girdley's Smoke Shop. It's called Girdley's Smoke Shack. I just heard the announcer. I'm doing this live because I wanted to come in and watch the Jack I. Gagner Lion's Line show. It's everything I've ever hoped it would be and more. So Girdley's Smoke Shack is where you go and get it smoked. Do you want to have a rib? I'm not going to go into what we do. It's really no one's concern. You understand it. All of you who are, those of us who are in commonality, those of us who are the same kind of people, you understand what I mean. Girdley's Smoke Shack in the Girdley Mall in Milwaukee. Just name the mall after me. Or I've just named the mall after me. That's right. I'm also, by the way, if I sound like Earl, I'm his brother.
Jack Girdley is your brother?
Yeah, I changed my name to Earl Cooch as a stage name.
Yeah. All right, welcome back to Lions Line here on this Friday. Week 7 action is in the books. We took on the San Diego Zookeepers coming into the ballgame. They were 0-6 at their ballpark there in San Diego. The Zookeepers... I have Lorenzo Zapp at quarterback, and of course they're trying to make their way in the league the best way, what they know how. Tarik Clog, also their running back, and I've got a few guys on defense that I think are worthy of note that you'll hear about. Will you turn that down, please? Because every time I hear that music, I want to pitch up.
Sorry.
But anyway, here they are now for your edification, the highlights from San Diego. Here is the first one. Ain't much of a highlight. It's a field goal. 45-yard field goal try here. By Scott Funken, he's kicking a ball from the 35-yard line. The ball is down. He's a good kicker. It's up, and it is good. 3-0 San Diego, taking a lead in this ball game over the Milwaukee Lions on the Milwaukee Lion Radio Network.
I guess that was notable because San Diego took an early lead in the ball game, 3-0. And you know, if ever there was a guy who wants the very best for the Milwaukee Lions but recognizes that they're probably going to stink the joint out, it's yours truly, Jack Gagner. You know, because I have to tell you, I am a big believer in the ball club, but I'm also a much, much bigger believer in honesty.
Yeah, right.
So you want...
Okay. Yeah!
Wow! That's an elevator shaft, so you know.
What happened?
Don't worry about it. Just get back in there and keep pushing the poo in on the buttons. Punching the buttons. All right, so that was 3-0 San Diego, but the Lions come roaring right back.
Now in the pistol formation of the Lions, 2 wide receiver to the near side, 3 to the far side, throwing as he gets hit. Here's the pass to 5, it's caught. Touchdown, Jared Slud Money at the 5-yard line and on in for the touchdown. Beautiful thing, baby. Jack, it was a straight fly pattern down the far sideline there.
What do you mean fly pattern?
He's not talking about the fly in your pants.
Fly pattern down the sideline. Chris Figney was back there as the safety. In fact, he had Slud Money beat, but he got twisted around. Didn't know where the ball was. And Slud Money made the catch in for the touchdown.
Boy, that was exciting. A big long pass there from our quarterback there, Aaron Floynian, through Slud Money. Floynian threw... His fifth and sixth touchdown passes, I think, in the game against San Diego. Then we come up on the next score as the Lions went out ahead there 7-3 on that touchdown pass, and then we added a field goal here before the half.
14 seconds. I guess they'll take it down to, what are they going to do, take it down to 1 second?
I bet they might.
You know, now there's the timeout. 6 of 8, 79 yards, a touchdown and an interception for Aaron Floynian, and they'll bring in Itchy Winston out to try to field goal.
You get a little nervous there, Jack.
Yeah, that's right. I am getting nervous because I never know. You know, I tell you what, stranger things have happened, man, when somebody forgets to call a timeout or they don't think they have timeouts, this kind of thing.
Well, that's got to call it left hand's a moron.
Yeah, I guess so. There's the kick. It's good. The Lions take a touchdown lead. So all's well that ends well.
10-3 with the Lions there just before the half. And what we were talking about there that Earl and Brett didn't understand was that I have seen, you know, these ball clubs will blow a timeout, especially with our team. And I ain't saying that Marty left hands is an idiot, but yeah, I am. All right. You back? Just go ahead and sit down there in a chair. Next time you open your yap to me, Earl.
Yeah, that did it, all right.
Oh, come on. Quit faking it.
Come on, I went down an elevator shaft. What the... Shit.
That's right. That's right. Now you know I'm not kidding. Will you quit making those noises?
Yeah, okay. I'm gonna go over here.
Yeah, you do that. This is Jack I. Gagner. When I say what I say and when I say how I say, that's what I done said. Okay.
Very nicely put. I'm not beat it.
Uh-huh. All right. Now we're into the second half. The Lions taking a lead 10-3 there just before the end of the half. And here comes Wayne Light Touch.
Second down and two. They faked it to the up back and went to Light Touch. Here is the running and running wide to the right side. There goes Light Touch. Breaks the tackle. First down and more to the five. Touchdown. Right around right tackle. Breaking tackles as he went was Wayne Light Touch, and a running touchdown for Wayne Light Touch. And everybody on that side of the ball getting into the act, blocking and doing the do, and the funky chicken too. Jacques Gong knocking people down over there. So was Rick Blunderstone, rather. And the Lions now, with the extra point, will take a two-touchdown lead on a 20-yard run there by Wayne Light Touch.
All right, so there is Wayne Light Touch with the run, and that made it 17-3, and the Lions were, you know, in control. But San Diego, finding a way, like they all do when they're playing us, made a little bit of a comeback in this ball game. Made everybody a little nervous. You know, everybody kind of squeezing, you know, a little bit of, you know, just dribbling something into their underwear.
Jesus H. Christ.
All right, in any event, here's San Diego to field goal.
Funkin's already made a 45-yarder. In fact, Funkin was their number one draft pick here in the preseason. Before the season started, I should say, for the San Diego Zookeepers, I think they know where their priorities were. Let's see if we can get a guy who can get us on the points on the board. And there's the field goal. It's good. And it is a 17-6 ball game as Funkin puts it through the uprights for the San Diego Zookeepers.
If you'll pardon the expression, Funkin puts it through. Earl, if you'll pardon the expression, Funkin puts it through. Now, 17-6, but the Milwaukee Lions, they got a kicker of their own. Got a little guy by the name Itchy Winston.
The Lions going to try to go ahead by 14. Here's the kick by Itchy Winston. It's up. It's right down the pipe and good. The Milwaukee Lions take the 20-6 lead here. A minute 53 to go here from San Diego on the Milwaukee Lion Radio Network.
But not to be outdone, San Diego made it interesting. The Lions had to hold on here at the bitter end of the ball game. Here is San Diego with another touchdown.
All right, the fourth down, power formation, two wide receivers on the near side. The Lions spread it, a four-down lineman set, two wide receivers on the near side, one to the far side, back to pass. There is Lorenzo Zapp for the 12-yard line, all kinds of time, throws the ball into the near corner of the end zone. Touchdown! Can you believe that? One, two, three. I'm looking at four white jerseys. Touchdown to Jamal Yippee, circling out of the end zone. Boy, he's got his hand up. He's as open as can be. And Titus Kurtze, who's the left end, was the guy that was down there covering. All the linebackers were toward the middle of the end zone. Nobody saw Yippee circling out of that backfield. You know, if the Lions ever figure out how to cover that play, man, it'll be a red-letter day, I'll tell you that.
Tell you something, that is a play that has definitely caused us some problems over the course of the season with that running back coming out of the, because the Lions are limited, I think, in terms of the secondary. Then you have to rely upon your linebackers to cover, which, of course, you got to be as fast as a running back, especially coming down the, you know, so they should have been in the zone, all kinds of stuff. But that was the final score. That was the last score for San Diego. They got it close, but they didn't quite get it close enough. 20-13, the final. In the ball game from San Diego, California. So we'll be right back here, give you a little bit of background on what's happening coming up this weekend. As I said, we're going to be taking on the New York Pets. And we'll be back with a little bit more here on Lions Line with me, Jack I. Gagner.
Lions Line with Jack I. Gagner from the studios of Wang Radio. We'll be right back.
Hi, it's Gertzy's Smoke Shack, and once again, I have to remind you that the mall was named after me, that the Smoke Shack is in, that it is a respectable business, but I can't go into what it is that we do there other than, yes, you can buy cigarettes and you can buy smoked ribs, but other things that get smoked.
Yeah, we get it already.
Gertzy's Smoke Shack.
Welcome back here to Lion's Lane. So we're traveling to New York just in a few hours here. I'm going to get on a plane as the Lions take on the New York Pets. The Pets are 2-5 in the Eastern Division of the Hillbilly Football Conference, and they got some problems. They got some problems, although they do have a new quarterback, and this guy by the name of Stuck Buckley. And it's a football team that's, as I said, is feeling its way ever so surely, ever so surely. They have drafted very well on defense. They've got some pretty significant players there on the defensive line since the free agency signing. And one of them is a guy by the name of Paddlefoot Whittleby, I think. What was the guy's? You got that there, Earl?
Yeah, it's Paddlefoot Whistleman, I think.
Paddlefoot Whistleman. Now, I think that's his name. I could be wrong, but what difference does it make? He's very good. He's a leading tackler. Was a leading tackler on his Canadian Football League junior team. I mean, these guys, I don't know where they, you know.
Well, that's pretty good, significant stat.
Yeah, that's great. Don't give me these statistics. Where's that kid, Tutch Gerber?
Well, he's on ahead to New York with his mother. They're shopping.
Oh, they're shopping, are they? Get him on the phone.
Jack,
get him on the phone. So, as I was saying before I was so rudely interrupted by myself, the New York Pets have, as I said, have drafted, they drafted well for defense, very young players, and in the free agency that we just saw come around around the pipe, they have signed some significant free agent ball players.
Line three.
Let me get this kid here now. Hey, Tutch?
Yeah, huh?
What are you doing?
Well, I'm with Mother right now. I can't be disturbed. And, you know.
What do you mean you can't be disturbed? You're supposed to be here for the Lions Line game.
Mother says I have to hang it up.
Look, Gerber, Oh. Get him back.
Oh, now, Jack, he's like, get him back.
And the Lions have had the good pleasure. Hey, Gerber.
Mother said that I could.
Hello, Jack, this is it, Gerber. I don't want you disturbing my boy.
I'm going to have to use the remote.
Now, Jack, I can't.
3, 2, 1. That's a remote. What that is a remote bomb, for want of a better word. You can't hear it explode necessarily, but what you did hear was the sound of the sonic blast going down the phone line. Now go ahead and, if you wouldn't mind, Earl, go ahead and potting up what's happening there. Yeah, what it did was it basically just blows all the meals right up, okay?
It's nothing dangerous.
Right. But we can trigger that. It goes down the phone line of the last phone that was being used, and it just takes all the food that they were eating and dumps it right on top of their... Man. On top of their heads. Now, let me hear it again, because it sounds so much fun.
Another shrimp cocktail and a crab cocktail. Yeah.
Yeah. See what I'm saying? So we caused all kinds of hell to happen there at the restaurant wherever he and his mother are eating.
Jesus Christ.
The balls.
This has been Lion's Line with Jack Igegner. Jack Igegner, Lion's Line. Or, if you will, Lion's Line with Jack Igegner. And then there's the way of saying... Rrr.
Put it up. Gotta hear this.
Oh, my God, that was another shrimp cocktail, Mother. Another crab cake, sir. I said another crab cake, and I'll have no disturbances.
Wang.